Good morning. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. You are waking up to partly cloudy, 63 degrees on this Tuesday, July the 9th. Welcome to the Tuesday edition. And in with us here, Wilkins Soil and Water, Beatrice, in this morning to talk with us. Beatrice, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it is July. It's the hot month, but it's also boating month.
Yes, July being one of Minnesota's busiest months for boating, I thought providing a refresher on Minnesota's aquatic invasive species would be pertinent.
So tell me about this, because I still don't know, and I've lived here all my life. What exactly are aquatic invasive species?
So aquatic invasive species, or AIS, are non-native plants, animals, and diseases that do not naturally occur in our waters. It may cause harm to the environment, the economy, human health, or natural resources. A few of Minnesota's AIS concerns are zebra mussels, starry stonewort, and flowering rush. But you can find a full list of Minnesota's AIS list on Minnesota's DNR website.
So that's what we've got. Now the big question, how do we prevent this? And why is prevention and the spread of this, why is it important?
Usually AIS spreads when you transport boats and other recreation equipment from different bodies of water. AIS can be very small and go unseen in equipment or bait buckets. They can also spread due to people releasing bait, aquariums, or aquatic plants. The importance of preventing the spread is because once these species have been introduced, it is nearly impossible to remove the entire population. As stated above, these species aren't native in our waters, so they usually don't have a natural predator to keep the growth at bay. So they tend to take over and disrupt the entire natural ecosystem. Management of lakes with invasive species requires long-term and resource-intensive efforts. And without these efforts, our lakes' ecosystems would completely change, which in turn impacts the recreational, economic, and environmental activities.
Yeah, we don't want that happening. So, Beatrice, what can we do to help this situation?
I would say one of the most important things is to know the laws and keep updated on them by using the DNR's AIS website. Always pay attention to Minnesota's DNR postings, both at the physical site and online. Also, follow Minnesota's key actions. Clean all types of boating equipment, shoreline equipment, and personal gear. Ensure you're checking equipment when leaving and entering a body of water. 2. Dispose of all live bait in the trash, not into a body of water. Drain. Drain all water from all types of boating equipment, shoreline equipment, and personal gear at the site, and leave your drain plug out during transport. Dry all types of watercraft and personal gear, like life jackets, waders, and decoys, for 5 days, and for boat lifts, docks, and swim rafts, basically any type of equipment that's been in the water for a really long time. This drying period is up to a minimum of 21 days. Also, never release live bait, aquatic plants, or animals kept in an aquarium, human-made garden pond, classroom, or seafood. Certain bodies of water have authorized watercraft inspectors that will physically inspect your water equipment at public docks along with a courtesy decontamination station. To see where and when these courtesy decontamination stations, go check the Minnesota DNR website. Individuals that do not comply with these laws are subject to a civil penalty or a misdemeanor, fines up to $500.
Yeah, we don't want that, so just be vigilant with that, right?
Yes.
All right. Hey, let's talk Soil Health Field Day, one of my favorite days in the summer. It's coming up tomorrow, and last week when Kim was in, she mentioned with the rain that, things were kind of up in the air. Give us an update. What's happening tomorrow?
So luckily for everyone, we went out to the field yesterday, and everything looked like it would dry up just fine. It might be just a little bit muddier than usual, so maybe don't take your car out there.
Right.
And maybe don't take your nicest white sneakers.
That's a good idea.
But it is going to be, upwards of 80 degrees. So I do suggest, if you're a little bit fair skinned, like most of us are, bring some sunscreen and bring plenty of water. We'll have some water, but just in case.
All right. And again, too, going to feed us out there, too. I'm going to look for the nearest tent because I don't tan real well either. Beatrice, thanks so much for stopping in here. And great update. Great information. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. 7:09 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Looking for a great summer adventure with the family? Visit Wiley Park in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Visit Storybook Land and the Land of Oz, including a brand new ride, the Barnyard Ride, an adventurous twist. It's a world of imagination inspired by nursery rhymes. Wiley Park offers paddle boat and canoe rentals. Stay at Wiley Park Campground or ask about their cabin rentals too. Make this summer a great family adventure at Wiley Park in Aberdeen, South Dakota. For more information, check out their website or visit them on Facebook.
The 6th Annual Borderline Chalk Fest is July 13th and 14th in downtown Wahpeton. Street artists and amateur artists from all over the United States will gather, and we'll be expanding this year's festival by two blocks. This is a free, family-friendly event. Art, food, and family fun, and live music. Saturday, July 13th, it's the 5K Color Run at 6:30 in downtown Wahpeton. Registration is $25. 6th Annual Chalk Fest, July 13th and 14th. A dazzling celebration of creativity that transforms the streets into a kaleidoscope of colors.
Apple Tree Court in Breckenridge is a 20-unit income-based HUD housing complex for seniors 62 and older. Hi, this is Jalen Doman. We are here to meet your needs by providing socialization and privacy in a secure environment. The facility is located in a friendly residential neighborhood. For more information, contact Jalen Doman at 643-0407.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. Summer is here and the warmer temps we've been waiting for. We have a great selection of fans, window air conditioners, and dehumidifiers to keep you comfortable this summer. 20-inch high-velocity fans are only $66.99. Pick up a 24-inch barrel fan for only $165.99. We also have box, tabletop, and floor fans of all sizes. Window air conditioners start at $179.99, and we stock models up to 10,000 BTUs. Keep your basements and other damp spaces dry with a dehumidifier. We have two models starting at $239. Stop in to Farm City Supply in Breckenridge. Hardware, farm, home.
The Black Pelican Bar and Grill in Windmere will be jamming in July. Stop in and register for a pair of three-day passes to Moondance Jam in Walker, Minnesota, July 18th through July 20th. At the Black Pelican, the food and atmosphere is one of the best in the area. Kitchen hours are 5 to 9:30 Monday through Friday and noon to 9:30 on Saturdays. Head your vehicle west on Highway 13 to the Black Pelican Bar and Grill in Windmere and register for a chance to win two three-day passes to Moondance Jam in Walker, Minnesota, July 18th through July 20th.